So good afternoon, everybody.
Thank you for the opportunity of having this talk.
So I'm going to talk about a work in progress. And this work is about a method to establish cropping system typologies. So just briefly, some elements of context. Sustainable development is required agriculture to face numerous problems simultaneously. So, towards this aim, accurate agricultural policies are required, and typologies have been identified as a relevant tool to support public decision making. Cropping system, in the meaning of crop sequence and corresponding management, have been identified as a relevant tool to deal with numerous issues such as pest management or nitrogen management. But these scales have never been addressed in agricultural typologies. So the aim of this study is to design a method to establish cropping system typologies that could be relevant for multiple end uses. And we have the opportunity to develop and assess this method on the case study of reducing pesticide reliance on winter oilseed rape in France. So, this work is based on a public data set. The raw data is coming from a survey carried out by the French Ministry of Agriculture. Individuals in this data set are on farm plots cultivated in winter oilseed rape in 2011, and we have about 2,000 plots in this data set. The variables are the detailed crop management plan dedicated to oilseed rape, so this includes fallow period management, soil tillage, sowing practices, fertilization, pest management, and harvest. And we also have information, additional information about the 5 previous years. So basically, we know the crop sequences in which oilseed rape occurred. The method we developed is adapted from a method described, a 6-step procedure described for farming system typologies. I will detail how we adapt each step in the following slides. But what you have to know now is that this procedure is based on the combination of factor analysis and hierarchical clustering. So first, the first step is the determination of a specific framework for the typology. A common approach is to first identify a problem to deal with. In our case study, this could be reduction of pesticide use. And this problem will guide the selection of variables that are supposed to be correlated with this problem. So in our example, this could lead to select variable describing technical operations that are correlated with pest management and so pesticide use. And at the end, this will lead to group individuals or to make group of individuals that present contrasted performances considering the problem we have selected. So in our case study, this will lead to group fields that show contrasted performance, contrasted levels of pesticide use. A limitation of this approach is that in a context of sustainable development, it's hard to consider a problem regardless to or an issue regardless to others. So we adapt this approach raising 2 assumptions. The first one is that among the diversity of combination of technical operations that will make a cropping system, not all are consistent and only dominant combination may be identified. And the second assumption is that this dominant combination of technical operation will be correlated with contrasted performances regarding not only one but a set of indicators. So the approach we try to develop in this study is to identify dominant patterns of variables within our dataset. So this guides us to select among all available variables, 9 variables describing crop management plan dedicated to winter oilseed rape, and 5 variables describing the crop sequences in which oilseed rape occurred. I don't talk about the third step of collection of data, because here we work on an existing data set, so we don't have to carry out this step. And concerning the step of factor analysis, we perform the factor analysis of mixed data, because our data set includes both categorical and continuous variables. But I haven't time to show you the result, but we also compared other factor analysis methods. Then comes the step of cluster analysis. We perform an ascending hierarchical clustering, and the main methodological issues related to this step is basically how many components from factor analysis to use as input of the cluster analysis. In the literature, there are numerous decision rules to make these decisions. Some of them are based on components' eigenvalues. Some of us are based on percentage of variance carried by each component. And here, to make our choice among these different rules, we decided to consider directly clusters' characteristics. So I apologize, I haven't time to describe, to comment in detail this figure, but just to summarize, it shows a case of factor analysis resulting in 9 components, and it shows that for clustering based on only 2 components, we get almost the same results than for cluster analysis based on 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, or 9 components. So this is an issue we investigate here. And finally come the last step of validation of the typology. And so this step consists in comparing the results of a clustering step with our previous hypothesis. Our first assumption was that within the dataset there may be dominant combination of variables, and so that make dominant cropping system types. So these figures show that we distinguish between 3 types of oilseed rape crop management plan that are represented in lines, and 3 types of crop sequences in which oilseed rape occurred in column, and at the intersection, the diameter of dots is proportional to the number of fields within each intersection. So this shows that among the 9 possible cropping systems resulting of the combination, only 3, circled in black, gathered more than 50% of the sample. So that are the dominant winter oilseed rape based cropping system that we will consider then. And our second hypothesis that was that these dominant cropping systems should show contrasted performances regarding a set of indicators. So to assess this hypothesis, we calculate for all plots in the sample 5 indicators, so yield, treatment frequency index, nitrogen balance, growth margin, and workload. And the star plot on this slide show the average value of each indicator for the 3 dominant cropping system we identified before. So just briefly, it shows that these 3 cropping systems show contrasted performance regarding these 5 criteria. So to conclude, we here propose a method to establish cropping system typologies relevant for multiple end uses. Doing that, we establish a typology of winter oilseed rape based cropping system in France. that highlights dominant three dominant cropping system, and showing so contrasted performances. This is a work in progress. We still have methodological issues to investigate, and in particular, we would like to compare the result of hierarchical clustering with other clustering method. And we also would like to investigate the representativeness of the data set we use, because it is based on a sample of fields, and we have to investigate this representativeness. So, thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions. Over and yes, we also try to compare factor analysis of mixed data with principal component analysis and multiple correspondence analysis. This requires to convert categorical variables into continuous one or the reverse. What we conclude from this comparison is that both principal component analysis and factor analysis of mixed data provide similar results, and then results of cluster analysis based on this factor analysis are pretty resilient to the number of components used. But multiple correspondence analysis is much more sensitive to choices in distribution of plots within option of categorical variables, and show much more sensitive results in the resulting clustering.
If I might have a moment, let me conclude. This is our last, thank you. This is our last oral session for the biometry and statistics section. This year we had 29 entries into the program, which is a way of saying that I've had to work a lot harder than I expected to when I got into this job. I want to thank each and every one of you who have contributed to this program. You've made this one of our best years for the biometry and statistics section. And those of you who have been through all of our sessions, I hope you are inspired to join in and make Dr. Peter's work that much harder next year. I hope you have the same troubles I had. Thank you all very much.